Hello, and welcome to the Greatest Artists of the Century podcast, where we'll be talking about the very influential saxophone player, John Coltrane. Today we'll be discussing one of John Coltrane's most famous albums, Blue Train, featuring songs like Blue Train and Locomotion. First of all, John Coltrane was born in Hamlet, North Carolina on September 23, 1926, to John and Alice Coltrane. Coltrane was very influenced musically by his mother, who was a piano player, but the loss of his father spiraled his family into bad times. During this bad time, John Coltrane decided to try out music and picked the alto saxophone, where he showed incredible talent in his teenage years, which was said by Kenny Matheson, who wrote Giant Steps, Bebop, and the Creators of Modern Jazz. Coltrane's music has a very unique structure to it, which is demonstrated perfectly in his piece, Blue Train. That structure is that the intro to the song is a very slow beat that slowly fades into a very upbeat part until the end of the song, where he finishes with the same beat that he started with, but at a slower pace. Moreover, Lewis Porter, in his work, John Coltrane, His Life and Music, says, "It quickly gained the status as the best display of John Coltrane's talents as a player and composer to date." Locomotion was one of the songs that was on this album and was written in AABA form, which is referred to a 12-bar bridge, blues again, 8-bar bridge, blues again. I think that the structure in his songs is the reason that the chords and rhythm are soft to the ear and make for a very enjoyable listening experience. I think that the way John Coltrane structures his pieces relate to Americans' identity because of the different beats and notes that mix into that one piece. The two pieces mentioned previously in the podcast relate to America because of the different cultures that make up the American identity as a whole. John Coltrane's music exemplifies that with the different rhythms contributing to one song. That is a prime example of how many Americans are immigrants and that come from all over the world, places like Germany, China, and many more countries to make up the very identity that America lives by today. In the next part of the podcast, we're going to be relating John Coltrane to an artist that has been very popular today in a segment that we like to call Who Is Their Inspiration? Brought to you by JBL, produced the best quality speakers and headphones in the market. I think that an artist that portrays not just the tempo of the music, but also the structure of the music is one of my all-time favorite rappers, Lil Uzi Vert. In his songs, XO Tour Life and Sauce It Up, Lil Uzi makes many different beats and rhythm shifts, but keeps the beginning and ending of all of his songs the same, with the similar beats just like John Coltrane does in his pieces. In general, many hip-hop and pop artists display similar types of structures to their songs like John Coltrane, even if they do not use any type of saxophone. Many musicians in the modern day relate the lyrics to their songs and other lyrics from other different artists to show that they really like other musicians. Also, when an artist has a feature with another artist, that shows that they really have a respect for that artist. Since John Coltrane did not include any lyrics in his album, Blue Train, the best way to show respect for his style of music is to how he composes his songs, with the AABA type formatting for songs, and I feel that Lil Uzi style makes multiple connections to this style that John Coltrane exhibits in his songs. All the way to my bed falling, oh. Every time that you leave your spot, your girlfriend call me like, come on, oh. I like the way that she treat me, gonna leave you, won't leave me, I call it that casino. Up next on the Greatest Artists of the Century podcast, we'll be talking about the possible connection between John Coltrane and the novel Jazz by Toni Morrison. Toni Morrison believes that up there, in that part of the city, which is the part they came for, the right tune whistled in the doorway or lifting up from the circles and grooves of a record can change the weather. This talked about how jazz music is starting to hit the street and is very different from the music that has been previously deemed as good or the best. Throughout the book Jazz, Toni Morrison makes connections between music and emotion, whether it being a good emotion or a bad emotion. John Coltrane's music sparks emotion as you listen to it because of the slow jazz beat, and then later in his songs, he gradually builds up the speed of his songs so that the beat is not just straight from slow to fast. I think that this technique helps the music to flow and that it makes his music easier to listen to, especially since there are many different rhythm changes throughout his pieces. Jazz music is all about the rhythm of the song, putting the audience into a trance of feeling the music, and John Coltrane's Blue Train album is very effective at making you feel the music and not just listening to the music. That feeling when you feel the music is when people start dancing and expressing their emotions while listening to the song, and I think that this album would be a very good listen to when you just want to relax and take a break from any stress. Lastly, on the Greatest Artists of the Century podcast, we are going to give our final impression on what we think that John Coltrane achieved with his music. John Coltrane's melody in the song, Blue Train, is very catchy and puts you into a very comfortable and happy place as you're going through the song. Conversely, Locomotive has a very fiery beginning to it, as if it was a locomotive of a train with a very loud and fast beat. Nevertheless, both songs are very effective at being songs that get you moving on the dance floor, but also is something that you could listen to daily. I know that the genre of music is hip-hop and pop, but jazz is a very beautiful genre to listen to on a nice day when you can relax and be peaceful. I think that Blue Train is the better song personally because of the transitions between the different rhythms, reminding me of a rap song because of the beat changes. Even though the tempo of John Coltrane's songs are vastly changing at times, I think that the style of changing beats could relate to the younger generation of today because of its resemblance to the style of music today. I think that John Coltrane, although he was very popular in the 20th century, could still be popular in today's age if the younger generation would try out the older songs from when their parents were younger. I think that we are all in agreement that the podcast gives John Coltrane a solid 10 out of 10 as a musician and composer, and I think that he was a very important part of music's history. This podcast was brought to you by JBL Speakers and Headphones and Guitar Center, where you can buy any instrument for cheap. I am your host, Gabe Kohlmeyer, and I thank you for tuning into this episode of the Greatest Artists of the Century podcast.